to the Uptown Community Podcast, where we see what we can learn, who we can get to know, and if we can understand each other and our neighborhood a little bit more.
We thank the early friends of the Uptown Community Podcast, Papa Ray's and the Uptown Lounge.
For now, I'm complying with the shelter-in-place order, and so I'm recording this from my apartment. I haven't really found anything too significant from Preston Bradley's recordings, but I did find something that I think would be interesting to kind of look at, because it has some reading. It's about reading. So let's hear what the doctor has to say.
This is FM 100. And now with his morning message of inspiration, here is Dr. Preston Bradley.
I'm frequently asked, what is my favorite form of literature? Is it poetry, or the drama, or the essay, or biography, or autobiography? What is it? And I have no hesitancy in saying, as I said to a group of students of mine the other day, the type of literature that I love most of all is the essay.
There you have it, folks. Preston Bradley liked to read essays, and he went through and listed all of the different types of reading, poetry, biography, drama, but he didn't say fiction or nonfiction. So we know that essay is nonfiction.
Now, I know that there is a rather of a formidable opposition to the essay on the part of a great many people. They think it's rather dull and stupid and not very vital and so on and so forth. But the great essays in our literature, to me, is the very basis of good literature. And I love the essay.
Some of these structured understandings are really straightforward that Preston Bradley does. He lists the different types of reading, then he lists the different aspects of the essay, and that some people think that they're dull and that they have different aspects to them, but he really likes them. And I really like essays too, because they add to our knowledge, but it is pretty much opinions, and so a lot of times when there's these structured conversations, it's kind of the opinions and not necessarily a right or wrong answer. So keep that in mind as we go on.
Now, you take the wisest philosopher that America has ever produced, and I think that is Ralph Waldo Emerson. I don't think any other mind in the whole history of the United States exceeds Emerson in his philosophical comprehension of life and the problems of life. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
That's quite a claim that Ralph Waldo Emerson is the very best, but that's a good example of the third level of understanding that is kind of a synthesis and putting things together and so claiming something that what is the very best or what's the most important thing to you.
And from my high school days, I've been a student of his essays. I think the essays by Ralph Waldo Emerson are the most immortal expressions of a great mind that we have in our culture. Now, that's a rather of a broad statement, might be questioned by some. But Ralph Waldo Emerson had the type of mind that was so comprehensive that there wasn't any experience of life, no matter what it was, that wasn't grist to his mill. And you take his great S's. If you're not familiar with the S's of Emerson, pick them up. You can get them. They're published in pamphlet form, pamphlet books. And read the S's of Ralph Waldo Emerson. And one of the greatest S's in our language is an essay which he calls Compensation.
So there's another bold claim that it's the best essay in our language. But that's what I'm suggesting, that if we need something to do this week, we can read Compensation. And I know Ralph Waldo Emerson is not the most light reading. It's pretty dense. And I had looked at the essay, and it's 52 paragraphs. That's the first level of understanding, is just looking at the different things that are going on in that essay. And so on Friday or over the weekend, I hope to make it through that essay. And I think it's also available on YouTube. If you don't want to read it, there's a professor that talks about compensation. So our last level of understanding is actually an assignment to at least think about the different parts, different concepts in Compensation.
Read Emerson. Keep looking up.
Thank you for listening. I hope everybody is safe. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for updates, and such as events like volunteering at Two Little Fishes program. It'll pick up back in April.
As a project of the People's Church, the Uptown Community Podcast celebrates the expression of creativity, love, and humanity.
This is FM 100, and now with his morning message of inspiration, here is Dr. Preston Bradley.
I'm frequently asked, what is my favorite form of literature? Is it poetry, or the drama, or the essay, or biography, or autobiography? What is it? And I have no hesitancy in saying, as I said to a group of students of mine the other day, the type of literature that I love most of all is the essay. Now, I know that there is a rather of a formidable opposition to the essay on the part of a great many people. They think it's rather dull and stupid and not very vital and so on and so forth. But the great essays in our literature, to me, is the very basis of good literature. And I love the essay. Now, you take the wisest philosopher that America has ever produced, and I think that is Ralph Waldo Emerson. I don't think any other mind in the whole history of the United States exceeds Emerson in his philosophical comprehension of life and the problems of life. Ralph Waldo Emerson. And from my high school days, I've been a student of his essays. I think the essays by Ralph Waldo Emerson are the most immortal expressions of a great mind that we have in our culture. Now, that's a rather of a broad statement, might be questioned by some. But Ralph Waldo Emerson
had the type of mind that was so comprehensive that there wasn't any experience of life, no matter what it was, that wasn't grist to his mill. And you take his great essays. If you're not familiar with the essays of Emerson, pick them up. You can get them. They're published in pamphlet form, pamphlet books. And read the essays of Ralph Waldo Emerson. And one of the greatest essays in our language is an essay which he calls Compensation. Now, compensation. There is a basic principle of life. Compensation. We're compensated by every act, every thought, everything we do introduces this idea of compensation. Now, the true test of civilization, it seems to me, is not the census, nor the size of cities, nor the crops, nor the height of buildings. I'm speaking in this great Hancock building to you. But the kind of man the country turns out. What this country longs for is personalities. Persons to counteract its materialism. Of no use are the men who study to do exactly as done before, who can never understand that today is a new day. There never was such a combination as this of ours, and the rules to meet it are not set down in any history. Read Emerson. Keep looking up.
Welcome to the Uptown Community Podcast, where we see what we can learn, who we can get to know, and if we can understand each other and our neighborhood a little bit more.
We thank the early friends of the Uptown Community Podcast, Papa Ray's and the Uptown Lounge.
For now, I'm complying with the shelter-in-place order, and so I'm recording this from my apartment. I haven't really found anything too significant from Preston Bradley's recordings, and but I did find something that I think would be interesting to kind of look at, because it has some reading. It's about reading. So let's hear what the doctor has to say.
This is FM 100, and now with his morning message of inspiration, here is Dr. Preston Bradley.
I'm frequently asked, what is my favorite form of literature? Is it poetry, or the drama, or the essay, or biography, or autobiography? What is it? And I have no hesitancy in saying, as I said to a group of students of mine the other day, the type of literature that I love most of all is the essay.
There you have it, folks. Preston Bradley liked to read essays. And he went through and listed all of the different types of reading, poetry, biography, drama, but he didn't say fiction or nonfiction. So we know that essay is nonfiction.
Now, I know that there is a rather of a formidable opposition to the essay on the part of a great many people. They think it's rather dull and stupid and not very vital and so on and so forth. But the great essays in our literature, to me, is the very basis of good literature. And I love the essay.
Some of these structured understandings are really straightforward that Preston Bradley does. He lists the different types of reading, then he lists the different aspects of the essay, and that some people think that they're dull and they have different aspects to them, but he really likes them. And I really like essays too, because they add to our knowledge, but it is pretty much opinions, and so a lot of times when there's these structured conversations, it's kind of the opinions and not necessarily a right or wrong answer. So keep that in mind as we go on.
Now, you take the wisest philosopher that America's ever produced, and I think that is Ralph Waldo Emerson. I don't think any other mind in the whole history of the United States exceeds Emerson in his philosophical comprehension of life and the problems of life. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
That's quite a claim that Ralph Waldo Emerson is the very best, but that's a good example of the third level of understanding that is kind of a synthesis and putting things together and so claiming something that what is the very best or what's the most important thing to you.
And from my high school days, I've been a student of his essays. I think the essays by Ralph Waldo Emerson are the most immortal expressions of a great mind that we have in our culture. Now, that's a rather of a broad statement, might be questioned by some. But Ralph Waldo Emerson had the type of mind that was so comprehensive that there wasn't any experience of life, no matter what it was, that wasn't grist to his mill. And you take his great essays. If you're not familiar with the essays of Emerson, pick them up. You can get them. They're published in pamphlet form, pamphlet books. And read the essays of Ralph Waldo Emerson. And one of the greatest essays in our language is an essay which he calls Compensation.
So there's another bold claim that it's the best essay in our language. But that's what I'm suggesting, that if we need something to do this week, we can read Compensation. And I know Ralph Waldo Emerson is not the most light reading. He's pretty dense. And I know it's I had looked at the essay, and it's 52 paragraphs. That's the first level of understanding, is just looking at the different things that are going on in that essay. And so on Friday or over the weekend, I hope to make it through that essay. And I think it's also available on YouTube if you don't want to read it. There's a professor that talks about compensation. So our last level of understanding is actually an assignment to at least think about the different parts, different concepts in compensation.
Read Emerson. Keep looking up.
Thank you for listening. I hope everybody is safe. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for updates, and such as events like volunteering at Two Little Fishes program. It'll pick up back in April.
As a project of the People's Church, the Uptown Community Podcast celebrates the expression of creativity, love, and humanity.